This evening, Rochester area residents who have been directly impacted by the opioid crisis will stage a rally across the street from Rochester Drug Cooperative. The company and two of its former executives are facing civil and criminal charges in connection with the opioid epidemic. Prosecutors say former CEO Lawrence Dowd III ordered subordinates to ignore red flags about certain pharmacy customers to maximize his company's revenues and his own pay, which more than doubled between 2012 and 2016 as sales of drugs like oxycodone and fentanyl skyrocketed. Randy Cimino is president of Gates to Recovery, and he is one of those planning to attend tonight's rally near the company's property in Chi-Lai. It's being organized by Gates to Recovery and several grassroots recovery organizations. Randy, why are you going to be there tonight? What message do you want to send?
Well, the message we want to send is that the community is not going to stand for this anymore. We've lost so many people over the course of the last 5 years. It's getting so bad. I've personally taken losses of four friends in the last 3 years, and one of the women that passed away at my house when I wasn't home from opiates. It's a horrible, and it's amazing what the law enforcement is finally picking up and doing to stop this. I mean, we need our healthcare people to jump on board with us as well. But right now, the law enforcement, the district attorney, the judges, and the police are really, really doing a lot to help us out.
What went through your mind this week when you first heard about the criminal case against RDC and its top executives?
I was actually very excited because now the real drug dealers are the lights being shined on. Because let me tell you something, they have to come from somewhere. And when people like this, for money, will disregard human life, it sickens me.
Rochester Drug Cooperative will pay a $20 million fine, we are told, to resolve a civil complaint, and says it will improve its compliance systems and practices. Prosecutors say if they do that, they'll drop the criminal charges. But the lawyer for former CEO Lawrence Dowd III says his client is fighting the charges that he personally is facing. What would you like to see happen in this criminal case?
I would like to see them lose their company altogether. They showed that they're irresponsible. This individual wanted to line his pockets at the cost of our people's, the citizens' lives, our children, our friends, our wives and husbands, and everybody's dying, and he's not paying attention. He has guidelines to go by, and he ignored them guidelines. He should lose his license, period. Forget the money. He can keep the money. Give the money to the people who's lost somebody because of his uncompliance with his rules and regulation.
We're told that there could be 100-plus family members of people who have died from the opioid epidemic at this rally tonight.
Yes, and I'll tell you, Gates to Recovery is one of many grassroots organizations that's fighting this crisis, and everybody is trying their best to have everyone take notice. We need help from everyone. Everyone needs to be educated. Everyone needs to know. Everyone needs to be Narcan trained and have a kit, because you never know when you're going to save the life of someone at a red light that's overdosed, or someone on the side of the road, or in a grocery store walking through, falling out. You never know. We've run across so many. And Gates Police Chief Jim Van Bredrol has body cams of overdoses in traffic at, you know, prime time of the day, where an individual just overdosed at a red light and just sitting there and almost dead before the first responders got there and saved him.
Randy Cimino, president of Gates to Recovery, one of the organizations involved in this rally tonight in Chi-Life. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.